one.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for outdoor boat and RV storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 4.5 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northeast side of Milton Ellendale Highway, that's Rep 16, approximately 0.55 miles southeast of Holly Tree Road, which is Sussex County Rep 226. The 911 address is 20723 and 20715 Milton Ellendale Highway, Ellendale, and the tax parcel ID is District 235, Map 13, Parcel 2.02 and 2.03. Staff would note that submitted into the record, we have a copy of the applicant's letter and exhibits from the applicant, a copy of the staff analysis, and a copy of comments that have been received as part of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, and a copy of the applicant's letter and exhibits. Staff would note that we have received zero responses. Thank you.
All right, so we thank you. Yes, sir, you are?
Chad Lingenfelder, attorney of record for Jonathan Plump. I appreciate, this is my first time in front of planning and zoning, so I appreciate the commissioner's ability to be present in front of
Mr. Lingenfelder, you have alleged that you are an attorney. Are you in fact a member of the Delaware Bar?
I am in fact, Mr. Willie, a member of the Delaware Bar as of 2012 and the Maryland Bar as of 2012.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, then, if you're a member of the Delaware Bar, then I'm sure you've been issued a bar number.
Yes, sir.
Would you share that number with us?
That would be 5774.
5774. Mr. Robertson, this gentleman alleges to be an attorney in the state of Delaware with a bar number of, what was it again?
That would be 5774.
5774. If you would verify that for us.
I will speak first.
But in the meantime,
the level that number.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think it's a little suspect. I think you better check on it.
I haven't had the pleasure of enough success yet to buy a bar number within the thousands.
Wow.
There you go. Well, Mr. Lingenfelder, while our attorney is verifying this, we are going to allow you to put on your application. So proceed, have the floor. Welcome to Sussex County Planning and Zoning.
Thank you, Mr. Wheatley, and I do appreciate it. I am, for lack of a better word in the sports metaphor, pinch hitting for Mr. Plump. He did have a scheduled out-of-state trip planned, and so I do work for Mr. Plump and his family and his businesses. So I do appreciate the allowing me to step in at this time. Mr. Plump did submit the application for a conditional use to use the four, for lack of a better term, for the 4.5 acres that he does currently own on Route 16 to do a 90-space RV and boat storage facility. I do believe that Mr. Plump did supply planning and zoning with a sketch of his proposal. As you'll see, the 90 lots, which if we do a square footage would be 62,800 square feet, equaling 1.44 acres of the 4.5 acres. It is located in the back of his property. It would be, again, a 90 lot, or lack of a better word, parking spaces for RVs and boats. In that, it would be secured with a locked gate and fence around the entire lot. Security lights would be provided around the fencing area, specifically directed inwards. There is a community, as you can see from the satellite photo I presented as a supplemental, as well as on the mapping for the county. There is a development that is currently being created and is in the phase of being finalized, and that is Captain's Way development. And so as an effort to try to remedy any sort of light pollution, Mr. Plump is having, if he is granted this conditional use, to have those lights inward to alleviate any sort of light pollution. I would also note that in the application by Captain's Way, there is supposed to be a not natural, but an artificial tree buffer around Captain's Way, which would also allow for an additional buffer of any sort of light pollution. I would also note that Mr. Plump does believe, and at this moment in time, to create and keep the sustaining natural tree line that would be around the two properties facing north and facing east on those two property borders. No maintenance of boats and RVs would be allowed on the site. This is surely a storage capacity. No working on the boats, no selling of boats, no maintaining of boats, those types of things. This is strictly just entrance, parking, and exit. There will even, to support that, There will be no utilities on the actual physical lot. The only utilities that will be present, again, going from Mr. Plump's hand-drawn map, would be an office, which would be a portable office, one that would be able to move to and from, as well as the pole shed that is currently on the property, which is the 40 by 80 pole shed in the drawing. There would also be no junk or inoperable boats on the RV site, and all boats and RVs with their trailers would have to have tags and registration current, which would also continue to support that no inoperable or, for lack of a better word, junk vehicles or junk trailers would be allowed on the property. One of the things that I know that planning and zoning is wants focus on is signs. And so in this, if again planning and zoning does allow my client to have the conditional use, he would request one lighted sign, not electric, not a scrolling sign or anything like that, but again, no bigger than 32 square feet per side. We do say this in that it is on Route 16, which as we know is becoming more of a developing and more of a robust area, but yet we do not believe that an electrical sign is wanted nor needed for that just standard sign.
Mr. Langenfelder, are you referring to an electronic message center type sign?
Yes, something that has LED lights in it, right. Scrolls, things of that nature. My client envisioned something with floodlights, something of that nature that would be naturally lit or lit from incandescent light bulbs or something of that nature. Natural tree, again, as we said, natural tree border would be surrounding the property from the north and the west, and an artificial tree border by Captain's Way Development in their plan is anticipated. So there will be a natural and artificial buffer surrounding the properties, continuing with the residential and agricultural areas surrounding the Route 16 corridor where the property is located. One of the important things that my client wanted me to address to planning and zoning, there will be no impervious surfaces in this location. They will all be millings, will all be stone. There will be no asphalt whatsoever. My client wanted me to stress again that he wants this to be as natural looking as possible. That's why it's being put in the back. That's why non-impervious surfaces, there will be none. It will be stone and millings. The only physical dirt being moved would be for the fencing to be put in, for the electrical poles to be put in for the lighting. There will be no digs, no earth moving, no footers, foundations, anything like that. This is strictly, again, a lot for storage and placement of only RVs and boat trailers and boats. And again, going through with the 2018 County Comprehensive Plan, we do believe that this does help facilitate tourism. Again, because we are a very aquatic area with boats and things of that nature, as well as RV. I know one of the things that is growing in Sussex County, as well as RV sites and campgrounds. And so this will allow also to help facilitate those businesses in providing storage for those in the off seasons. Also, again, under the low impact, under Section 12 of the Comprehensive Plan, we do believe that this is a low impact request. Again, no earth being moved, no impervious surfaces, keeping with the conditions of the land and the physical nature that is requested. Excuse me. DelDOT, as was stated on the record, has made no objection. They state fewer than 500 vehicles a trip per day, and my client believes that it will be significantly under that. Of course, the spring and summer seasons would be more traffic related, but in the fall and winter, more around potentially the 50 vehicles every hour that DelDOT said would probably be every day, even less than that. So we don't believe that it would be any sort of increase of traffic in situations of that. So areas near the property, there is an old commercial property that used to be a gas station that is about a quarter of a mile away, as well as there is a church. So there are certain structures that have been there for certain commercial purposes, or I don't believe church is a commercial endeavor, but it is a recreational activity that has impervious services, traffic in and out, things of that nature. So not that it is in a purely strict residential community. So I'd be happy, Mr. Chairman, to take any questions. And I do believe that the operator, my client, did call in, so he is on the line. If there are any questions, comments, or concerns that I cannot address to the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Okay. Let's make sure he is on, he's listening. I guess if he's available, I'd like to get him on the line. So, operator, would you ask if Mr. Plump would dial in so that we may have him on the line if we need to ask him a question?
If there is a Jonathan Plump on the line, please dial 5-star. Jonathan is on the line. Your line is open.
Okay. Good evening, Mr. Plump. If you would state your name for us, please, for the record.
Yes. Good evening. The 20723 Nelda Highway location.
Okay. Mr. Plump, Mr. Lingenfelder has completed his initial presentation, and we are now in the question and answer phase. And the commission is may ask some questions, and we will direct them to both of you, and whoever has the answer can answer. And we'll start with Ms. Hoey Stevenson.
I do a couple questions. One of them is the hours of operation, and you might have said it, and maybe I missed it. So
I don't believe that the hours of operation. I don't know that. That's why I will relay that to Mr. Plump.
The hours of operation would be eight morning until probably dusk, which would be about 7-8 in the evening.
Okay. And how would that be regulated? Would somebody be on the property to let people in and out?
No, the gate's going to be a automated gate so that everybody could have access to with a PIN number.
This is, as I recall, a fairly dark area. I'm from a family of sky watchers. So anyway, with your lighting, you talked about making sure, which you must do, that the lighting is all inwards pointing and not on other people's property. Would you have any problem with turning it down to half by, you know, after, say, 9 o'clock at night?
No, I would not have any problem with that.
Okay. Thank you. That was my only questions.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins.
Yeah, a couple questions. Regarding no earthwork, it's almost 5 acres. Is that what it is?
It's 4.5 acres.
Is it currently a field?
The section on the first part, the first 50, again, if we go towards the drawing, is open and vacant in the back. And then there will be some trees removed, and when I mean earthwork, I mean digging and footers and foundations.
Okay, but you.
I'm sorry. After you, Mr. Commissioner.
Well, so but you'll have to strip the topsoil won't there need to be a site plan to make sure that you have drainage?
Yeah, there will have to
actually,
be a site plan.
Actually, yeah, I can answer that question for you. There definitely will have to be a site plan. There will be a stormwater management plan. I think what Mr. Lingenfelder was referring to was construction excavation for buildings and so on. But as far as actually moving dirt, certainly they're going to do that.
Right.
And,
again, going through it, not that it would be a development as were before this commission earlier for the first hour. This is more low impact.
Right.
And so, of course, anything that is required of the commission will be done, but there will be no impervious surfaces, no, townhouses, no foundations necessary. A few trees would have to be removed, yes, and some grading would have to be done.
Okay, no problem. No other questions.
Okay.
My question was about the site work as well, but and then the hours of operation. Just curious, though, what's an artificial tree line that you're referring to on the other?
Trees that aren't, that God didn't grow. That would be put in. That they're
planted
actually
trees.
Putting in. They're actually putting in.
Oh, so not plants.
So a natural tree line is
not
put a bunch of palm trees out there. That
a natural tree.
Yeah. I was just curious.
You know what? I always wondered what happened to all those leftover Christmas trees after Christmas. There you go. Artificial
go.
Woods. Right
something
there.
That
I refer to as that. I was just curious.
No, that's fine. Something that's planted.
Probably have
that's
an ordinance
not.
Against
okay.
that.
So. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, Mr. Mayor.
Your fence, what will it be made of and what height?
I believe it will be a chain link fence, and I'll heed to Mr. Plump on the height.
6 foot on the height.
Okay. Lighting, Commissioner Hoey Stevenson mentioned inward, as you did in your presentation. How about downward, too?
Yes, of course. The security of it is for the lot, and so the light would be, in essence, to protect and provide the safety. So,
okay.
Of course, inward and downward.
And I love the current tag registration rule.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have.
That was one of, when I spoke with Mr. Plump about it, it was the non-impervious and making sure that it's not used as a lot for junk vehicles and for people to work on them. So just
great.
For sheer storage, which
yep.
I think is something that will help him not only in the capitalistic world that we live in, but also also with his neighbors.
All right. Staff, any questions?
Just one, if I could, Mr. Chairman, just to confirm, no outdoor repairs of the boats, just storage only?
Yes, yep, and that will be, when I spoke to Mr. Plump, that will be in the contract as well as the tag vehicles and things of that nature. And I'm sure signage and posting will be there. And if anyone's in violation of that, I'm sure there'll be a warning policy first. But yeah, violators who continue to violate will be, action will be taken appropriately.
Is 6 feet tall enough, you think?
Well, they're going to, I guess I'll put barbed wire at the top, so.
Well, I don't mean for climbing over, I mean for when they're driving. I guess the hours they're asking for really aren't obtrusive anyway. It's not like people are going to be driving around there at 9 or 10 o'clock at night, because he only wants it until, what did he say?
Yeah, about 8 to dusk.
Dusk, whatever that.
And then there also is an automated system, so again, I don't want to box Mr. Plump into too much of a corner, but if someone's coming from South Carolina or Maine and needs to get access and, you know, stuff like that, I'm sure accommodations can be made, but it would be more an accommodation schedule, not open.
But the problem you have is if you ask for, what do you say, 7 or 8, whatever.
8 to 8, but. Was it what he was thinking? But yeah, if we put that down on there, then that would be when people would have to use it.
No, I understand. That's why I'm saying, I think he was saying that would be his anticipated. But again, I would also advise, as Commissioner Stevenson stated, that you know, boxing him into a corner could cause him.
Well, he's getting ready to box himself into a corner. If he asks for 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock at night, and somebody wants to come in there at 10.
No, I understand that, Commissioner. In his petition, he didn't ask for a certain time. He was just saying in when the question was brought up, what potential hours of operation.
Well, Mr. Plump, the issue here is sort of like this. The commission has the ability to place stipulations on a conditional use. One of the stipulations that often is discussed are hours of operation. So if you would like to put forth a different idea on the hours of operation, knowing that if those hours find their way into the stipulations, then you're sort of locked into those hours. Now would be a good time to tell us that maybe you really want 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. or 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. or something like that, just as an example, not at all suggesting what you should say.
Mr. Chairman, I would say the commission has also looked at this a couple different ways. A lot of times it depends on where the boat storage facility is located. You know, if it's in an area where there are other, just depending on where it's located, there's been hours that have been put on it. And then in some situations where they're more remote, as long as there's, you know, the access is monitored, there's not hours put on it. You know, I really think you can do it however you want to.
And they're in the residence in the front, right?
Yes. Well, there's not, yes, their residence isn't located in the front of the property, yes. And again, with it being stated that it is an automated system with a pin which provides secure access, I do believe. You know,
yeah, it's not open public access.
No, and I do believe it, you know, most lots, and again, not to speak for things that this commission has done in this body or previously, but there are 24-hour facilities. So I do believe in putting a time restraint on it is, especially in the area it's located in, I think 20-hour, 4-hour access is not unreasonable. Again, spading with the Mr. Stevens' situation about the lighting, that if, again, we're going to potentially dim lighting and things of that nature, I think that may facilitate 24-hour access.
And then we go back to maybe a taller fence to block the lights.
Well, again, that's right, Mr. Hopkins. And Mr. Plump, for your benefit, this again speaks to our ability to place stipulations. It sounds like your preference might be for 24-hour access. We may have a concern about, you know, heightened security, and may ask for a taller fence. But those kinds of things can find their way into the list of stipulations, just so that you understand how this process works. And if you have any comment about that, please share it with us.
And I'm assuming it's a block, it's a fence that you can't see through.
He said chain link. And most storage places, especially if it's a storage, has a outside buffer for boat storage and things of that nature. So it would be a solid, not that I've seen in order in the business community, it would be.
Just because they say it's chain link doesn't mean the commission's going to make it chain link. And also, some of the other ones that we've had, if it's chain link, there's, you know, and I'm not saying how you're going to act, regardless of what they say or ask for, you all can require there to be, you know, some sort of vegetated screen along the outside that would show on the final site plan, that sort of thing.
Or a mesh screen that goes onto it for a wing guard or things of that nature.
Right.
So, I mean, right. My only other thing, though, is if it's a fence is required that goes above the county regulations, then I assume that would require another, that would require variance.
Well, we can't require something, we can't require you to do something that's contrary to law, so.
No, I understand
so
that.
If the ordinance actually has a limitation, then that's the most we can ask you to do. We can't ask you to.
I would say as a commission, a little bit thinking in hypotheticals, maybe the thing to do is see if there's any opposition that has concerns about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, let's yes, wait. That's I would a good say, idea. I'd say before we settle on any kind of stipulations, we really need to conduct a full public hearing, and then at that point, we'll be in a position to decide what we need to do. But I just wanted to make sure the applicant was aware of what the process was and understood why we were asking these questions. So. And with that, Mr. Lingenfelder, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2245, Jonathan Plump? Well, is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2245? Operator, is there anyone standing by who might like to speak on conditional use number 2245, Jonathan Plump?
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
All right. Any on the commission have any further questions?
Yeah. My big concern is just that, you know, nobody called in to say they were, you know, you look at it and you're like, yeah, no big deal. Throw a couple RVs, a couple boats across the street, I don't care. But Saturday morning in the summer when somebody's picking up their boat at 4 a.m., they might think differently.
Well, they might, but that's the whole purpose of having a public hearing and advertising and putting a sign in the yard to let them know what's coming. And if they're, you know, now they have another shot, they'll have another opportunity. We're going to make a recommendation, of course, as you know, Mr. Lingenfelder, you'll have another public hearing in front of County Council, and they may have a different view of stipulation and so on than we have. So. And often the public becomes aware between hearings, and you may have a room
different
full
hearing.
Of people next time. So we'll see.
Right.
We appreciate it. And if no one has any further questions, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision. Or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Okay, we are at this time scheduled to have a recess and to resume at 6:30. Since it is now 6:58, let's take maybe 5 minutes, okay? And then you can clear the room and get the next group. I got to assume they're here somewhere waiting.
I just have to check. They're out in the lobby.
I believe we have a future seat, Mr.
Okay,
Chairman.
we stand in